Blog Talk Radio.
Reflections. Welcome to The Black Woman is God, where I am your host, God XK. And for those who did not know that God is not just a man, God is female energy as well. God is masculine energy and female energy spirits combined together of highest consciousness. That is the Most High. I say. If this is your first time listening to The Black Woman is God, thank you for your time and holding space for us here. I am grateful. The Black Woman is God, welcome everyone of all backgrounds. But on this particular show, we give honor and praise and we hold space for the very first female human to walk this plane. And that is the woman of color, the woman of blue, black skin, the woman of brown, almond skin. I say, oh. all praises to the black woman. Today, we are going to be talking about the black woman and why is she so angry? The title of the show today is The Angry Black Woman. Yes, we're angry. Why is that? Today we're going to talk about the reasons why we are angry and how we can heal from that anger. We're going to get into it on a spiritual level to a physical level. So stay in tune on this amazing show that we're going to have today. And we'll be back after a few commercials.
Hi, I'm Tahaka. You know, there's a difference between what you believe and what you know for a fact and can prove. I live in the private and can prove it. I've exercised my freedom of right to travel and can prove it. I don't have a mortgage and can prove it. And much, much more. And so does many other people across this country and abroad, who are secured party and creditors living in the private. Debt is a burden. It causes people a hard time in life. They can't live out live in peace fast enough. Contact me at TahakaDebtElimination.org. You can call me and I'll answer the phone. Leave your email information on my website and get my free report. That's TahakaDebtElimination.org. Get out of debt. It's nothing but a burden. You can't move forward with that. That's a bunch of junk.
Do you have the products you need to take a spiritual bath by the next full moon? If not, place your order today with Cures Spiritual Care. We provide you with high vibrational spiritual bath products from our sage, our Palo Santo sticks, our healing shea butter, organic soaps, our powerful spiritual water, and more. Call or text in your order today at 904-558-0079. 904-558-0079. And tell them God is casing you. Or log on to your Instagram and search spiritual_care. Our email address is curecare9@gmail.com. Remember, our care is spelled with a K and not a C. Remember, reflections, you are the creator of your reality. So let us help you create your heart desires.
Peace. Welcome to the Black Woman of God, where today we are talking about the angry black woman. Yo, I had to do a show on this because I'm angry. If you ain't angry, God dang it, or if you don't even want to admit that you're angry, I am angry. I am pissed. I am upset. And I have all reason to. However, I don't want to just talk about my angriness. I want to talk about the black woman angriness in general. Why are we so angry? Why do we walk around with a ugly face, is what the older people would say. Walk around looking mad and we can beat the world. And half of the times we be happy. We be like having a great day, but our face don't show that. And it just had me thinking, like, you know, life, first of all, life doesn't accept any excuses. And we can't give any. We shouldn't give any. Heck, I know I'm not going to give any. And we walk around looking mad and we're happy. But if we think about it, it's because of our ancestors. Our ancestors, we are not just holding on to our angriness, our sadness, our hurt. It's also from our ancestors. How is that? That's what you're probably asking yourself. What is she talking about? How is that? Have you ever thought about when you're upset that you are not just holding on to your own angriness, but you're holding on to your ancestor madness as well? Because think about it. We're our ancestors. We're our great-grandmothers. We're our parents. We're our aunts. And nothing in this world dies. Everything just transfers. We are spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. We're just spirits. And you know this for a fact, because when you leave this realm, when you have went to a funeral, you left this realm, and you have seen the body still here, but the spirit is gone. You know when you're in a dream and you're dreaming, and you're like, oh, it felt so real. And you wake up and your heart racing because you was in another body. You came back into this room and got back into this body, and your heart chakra was racing. And that's why when you came back into this room, into this body, your heart in this room was dimming. It was boom, 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 boom. It was beating fast. We're spiritual beings. And we continue to carry on physically and spiritually our own hurt and anger and our ancestors' hurt and anger. Just think about it. Think about that for a little minute. It just transfer, and that's why sometimes we have what they call generational curses or generational habits. You ever had your grandparents or your mother to say, boy, you remind me of your great uncle. Look how you walk. You walk just like your great uncle. You might not look anything like your uncle, but you walk just like your uncle. My mom tells me all the time, girl, you look just like your Aunt Ivy. You got her shape, her complexion, and everything. I'm probably carrying some of her hurt, too. Some of her happiness. I'm pretty sure I am. And I'm pretty sure you all are, too. So, you ever reacted to a situation and was a little dramatic about it? Your reaction was a little too dramatic? It probably was because your auntie, your grandmother probably had a similar situation that happened to her. And so it wasn't just you reacting, but it also was your auntie or your grandmother reaction as well. Generational habits and cursed looks. Honey, it's all within us. Have you ever birthed a baby or somebody in y'all family be like, oh, you ain't don't nobody cousins, all the siblings, nobody, everybody have regular brown eyes, but then that one baby come along and have brown or blue eyes, have blue eyes. And you be like, ooh, your great-great-granddaddy had blue eyes. Come on now. Y'all better think about this for a second. Truly think about what I'm saying to you. Truly think about, why are you so angry? Do you not know that angry comes from hurt? You was hurt about a situation, and that hurt turned into anger. So now you're around here mad. What you really need to do is do some healing. And I'm not going to just say you. I'm saying we. Please understand, when I make these shows, it's for me to go back and to just listen to. I have to uplift myself. Because ain't nobody else going to do it. And if they do, I appreciate it. But I'm going to uplift me. Trust me, God is K. I'll uplift God is K first. But as I uplift myself and teach myself, I share it with you all in hope that it's helpful. It's beneficial for you all. I want you guys to go think about what I just said for a little bit. You know, it's just my opinion. It's just my perspective of things. And hopefully you can understand it. But we'll be back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll continue this conversation of the black woman, the angry black woman.
Be stubborn, but I can use some self-loving. I ain't gotta say nothing, they already know how I'm coming. I've been working on me, I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself. And no, I don't mind no help, I'd rather do it myself. No, I don't mind no help, I'd rather do it myself. I've been working on me, I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself.
They hate to see it, we love to see it. You continue to set the bar, they underneath it. Always bet on yourself and best believe it. If you ever fold, I'm here to iron out the creases. Just reheat it. Self-hate, we must unteach it. I'm talking standards so high they can never reach it. A lot of broken promises from broken people. I bet them half-naked hoes never feel completed. Just conceited for no fucking reason. Real. Something got you glowing, I can't put my finger on it. God took his time on you, had to linger on it. You the housewife type, put a ring on it. I'm happy for you, you practically royal. The queen bee, they Chanel, yeah. You might love streets, but they'll never love you back. Love yourself, every love story needs a climax. She say,
I ain't tryna be stubborn, but I can use some self-loving. I ain't gotta say nothing, they already know how I'm coming. I've been working on me, I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself. No, I don't mind no help, I'd rather do it myself. No, I don't mind no help, I'd rather do it myself. I've been working on me, I've been loving on me. I had to learn to love myself.
Peace. Welcome back to The Black Woman is God, where we're talking about the angry black woman. So if you are just tuning in, welcome. We're talking about the angry black woman and why we angry. Listen, I'm pissed off. I have so much things that I can complain about, but I'm not. There's no need to. I'm going to love on myself and continue to water myself so I can grow to become the best me. And I hope that you do the same thing as well. Let's talk about a little black history about the black woman. We have all rights to be pissed off. We're in this realm, and knowing by research and scientific facts that we are the first female race to ever walk this planet, yet we are the most highest and degraded female That's not okay. Our home has been taken from us. Our rights have been taken from us. Our husbands, our sons, our fathers have been snatched away from us on so many levels, mentally, spiritually, financially. We're the only women that when our husband, our sons leave our home, leave from our eyesight, we have to say a prayer or hope, a ritual, whatever the things that you may do to protect your loved ones, because we don't know if they're coming back. When you send your child off to school, your little brown little kid to school, you don't know what's going to happen to that little boy. What he's going to experience, what he's going to hear, what he's going to, you know, see, just his own experience. You think the white woman worried about these things? The oriental woman worry about these things? No. They ain't thinking about that. That's the least of their worries. Let's talk about how our ancestors had to watch their husbands and their kids get abused physically, mentally, verbally, degraded in any the worst way you can even imagine. Whatever the worst you think it is, think of 10 times worse. We have grown through some things. We are growing through some things. Yeah, we mad. So we're not just carrying our own hurt. We are carrying our ancestors' hurt. We are carrying our ancestors' hurt. They angry as ever. The question is, what are we going to do about it? We can talk about it. We can think about it. We can dance about it. We can write a journal, you know, journal about it. So we have to start making moves. We got to start making moves, putting some action to take back our power, our rights. We have to first start with healing ourselves first. It's so important that we understand why we're so angry. And even though, yeah, we got a right to be angry, but we can't stand angerness. I can't stand being angry. I don't like to be mad at somebody. It is just not who I am. It really, truly doesn't sit right with me. I'm not going to walk around here pissed off at people for what? First of all, I'm too beautiful to be around here frowning, and so are you. You look better when you smile, queen. You look better when you smile, queen. It's just a better feeling. So we got to heal ourselves. Some of the things that I do and I encourage you all to do is find out who you are, where you come from. What did your grandmother struggle with? What did your great-grandmother struggle with? What did your aunt struggle with? What did your uncle struggle with? What were some bad habits that some of your family members had? Because when you look at your child, you might say, you didn't get that from my mom, from me or your daddy. Where did you get that from? Probably from an ancestor. Might be a new, it might be the ancestor. So you have to call on their name. Write their name down. If you have a picture, that's even better. Get some water. I keep telling y'all, water is so powerful. It's so powerful. It has a memory. And that's been scientifically proven that water has a memory. So when you call on your ancestors to that water and you ask them, what is it that they need to be healed from? Listen, because they will come to you and they will tell you exactly why the hell they hurt, why they mad, what they need. You ever, you know, when people say, oh, boy, you, whew, boy, your ancestors must be in with you because I don't see how you got out of that situation. Just like you need your ancestors, they need you too. Remember, reflections, they are just in a different body, in a different realm. They're not dead. We can't die. We're energy. We're spiritual beings. You know how you can say, dang, I feel my uncle. Oh, I felt my grandmother. But they came to me in a dream. That's how you know it's real. You have had a dream and you know it was real because you woke up in sweat. They're just in a different realm. That's proof right there that, oh, so I can leave this room and go have a different experience. Your dream explains that reflection. So you trying to sit here and try to tell me that you ain't carrying your ancestors' anger and hurt? That's BS. Yes, you are. So you need to find out what's growing on with you, with your situation, face those situations, heal from those situations, and then talk to your ancestors and find out how can you help them heal, burn some ancestor money. Go on Amazon, get you some ancestor money. I'll be selling it on my website soon. But in the meantime, go on my website, get your spiritual water, get your whole spiritual set kit, and let's get the healing. You deserve it. That's self-love. When you can walk around in peace and be happy and just love on who you are, heal your family. Your family deserves it. If we don't heal ourselves, we're going to continue to wind up in prison, wind up in a nut house, or wind up into a whole nother realm. Or dead and coming right back until you can correct the issue. Do you not understand that if you don't face your fears and become your best self now, the next realm you go to, whether you come back to this realm or go into another realm, you're going to have the same toxic traits and have the same exact toxic behind experience. Why? Because when you was in this realm, you ain't try to fix you. You ain't correct you. You didn't work on what was hurting you. When you go into the prison, you will find most of those people are just hurt and angry. And that's how they ended up there. They didn't have the proper healing, or they didn't get any type of healing at all. And their healing got them into prison. And let me tell you something. God is okay. If nothing or no one going to get me locked up. I'm just not. If you have to let go the job, let go of the friendship, let go your father, let go your mother, let go your grandchild, let go your child, whoever it is, let them grow. Let them grow on in their own journey. But for you, you find your own healing. You find your own peace. You do whatever it has to do so you can walk around light at your highest vibration. Love yourself that much. Love your ancestors that much. You're enough. You're worthy of it. I think about my family members who are incarcerated all the time. And I know it was just because of healing, hurt, things that they have been through in life got the best of them. And so they started doing stupid stuff. I know for me, I had to let grow a lot of situations, a lot of people, because if I didn't, I was going to end up in the mental house, either in jail, dead. And none of that was an option for me. Nothing was worth me losing my mind for and winding up in a nut house. Nothing was worth me going to prison for. Or nothing was worth me ending up dead into another spirit realm. It's something that I want to do in this realm. So, and I'm going to accomplish those things. So I'll be darned if anybody or anything get in the way of that. We're going to take a little break, and I'm going to be back, and we're going to continue the angry black woman conversation.
Hi, I'm Tahaka. You know, there's a difference between what you believe and what you know for a fact and can prove. I live in the private and can prove it. I've exercised my freedom of right to travel and can prove it. I don't have a mortgage and can prove it. And much, much more. And so does many other people across this country and abroad who are secured party and creditors living in the private. Debt is a burden. It causes people a hard time in life. They can't live out live in peace fast enough. Contact me at TahakaDebtElimination.org. You can call me, and I'll answer the phone. Leave your email information on my website and get my free report. That's TahakaDebtElimination.org. Get out of debt. It's nothing but a burden. You can't move forward with that. That's a bunch of junk.
One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself. And now your chest burns and your back aches from 15 years of holding the pain. And now you only have yourself to blame if you continue to live this way.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Black Woman is God, where I'm your host, Goddess Kay, and we are talking about the angry black woman. Listen, I'm angry too, but in my angriness, I get rid of it. Let me tell y'all, I will go to a gun range so quick, fast, in a hurry. I'll praise it to the Most High and the creator of a gun range. Man, I love the gun range. It's so, it's such a blessing to me. It's fun and it's relaxing, and it really just helped me release negative energy. Going to the gun range, going grounding. I love going outside grounding and sunbathing. Oh my gosh, it just lifts my spirit up so well, like, I can be at my worst, and you get me in front of that sun, man, what? It'd be heaven right here in my face. Going to the thrift store, buying a bunch of plates and cups and mugs, anything with glass, just grab a bag of them, just go in there and just grab a whole set. And go outside in your backyard or find you a safe space, put on some rain boots or something, and go smashing that glass. Man, I'm telling you, between that and that gun range, whew, I'm telling you, just practice these things. Because these are things that I do. You know, I practice. So you don't know, don't knock it till you try it. Somebody done pissed you off, they're not worth cursing them out. They're not worth, you know, just getting off your throne and becoming on their level. Just don't even respond. Don't respond. Just go in the house, grab your little stuff you got from the thrift store, and then go outside and just go smashing them plates. Smashing, screaming out, Yell it out, cry it out. And then after you do that, go take your spiritual bath. Take your spiritual bath. You can journal. Journaling is so amazing. Just write out your thoughts and then go burn it. Breathing exercises. I love breathing exercises. You go outside and you can just breathe in some new fresh product. Do you know when you go outside and you truly breathe in, hold, breathe out, you are truly redirecting your body cells. And you're triggering your brain of new things, fresh things. So breathing exercises are amazing. Do those on a regular, whether you're mad or whether you're happy. Just, you know, get that new, fresh product coming in. We have to get rid of it. We got to heal ourselves. We have to take control of the things that we can't control. And the things that we can't, the Most High have you. Your ancestors got you. But the things that you can control, take control of it. If you can control your actions, you can control the way you react to something, the way you respond to something, You can control that. Don't take life so serious. Just chillax. Just chillax. Know that it's just literally, we're going to be here for a little second and then we go. It's just an experience. It's not even real. You know it's not real because you've been to funerals. How many funerals have you been to? So you know you come here, you were born, and you be here for a little bit, and you grow through some things, and then you leave. We all know that. So the time that we are here, we're supposed to make the best out of it. And we're supposed to be growing ourselves as a spiritual person. It's just life is just a game to a level. So when you're facing so many things that make you angry or make you sad, it's because spirit, we can't lean to our own understanding, but the Most High is trying to get us to grow for something, grow from something. We have to grow. We have to flourish. And we have to remember that we're nothing but walking trees. We're nothing but a walking tree. And every tree grows through dirt. It's impossible for a tree not to grow or a plant or anything. Just think about that for a little bit. Just think about that just for a little bit. Everything grows through dirt. Literally. Listen, I just have to take a little break to inhale and exhale because this is like one of my favorite parts of the show where I take the time to acknowledge a god and a goddess of the week. And this week, we have the beautiful goddess, Jewel Palmer, called. She is from Chicago, Illinois. So do I have any Chicago listeners? Shout out to you all. Dr. Jewel Palmer, she is one of the baddest doctors in history. She is the third generation of her family to be a doctor. She followed her father's footsteps. And then she's so bad, y'all. She birthed a handsome son who also became a doctor. And now he is the fourth generation in their family to be a doctor. How amazing is that? Her passion was finding a cure for a cancer. They said this lady wrote over 36 papers and performed extensive studies of cell biology on cancer. The lady is dope. She's bad. She has, so all the things that the research that's pretty much being found for the cure of cancer, which is really cool, but we ain't gonna go into that, it's because of her. So all the knowledge that's kind of known on, you know, what cancer is, we have to give honor and praises to her because she's done a lot of studies and proven about cancer, and I just think that is dope. So all praises to Goddess Jewel Palmer Cobb. Our praises, our praises, our praises. And then we have our God of the Week is God Benjamin Carson. He, too, is also a doctor, and he is from Detroit, Michigan. So we have any Detroit, Michigan people, shout out to you all. This brother is so bad. He is known to be one of the first doctors to separate twins that were born connected. He performed 22 hours with 70 other doctors to accomplish separating the kids, you know, the twins. And back in the early 1900s, that was something that was not heard of. You know, if you had twins and they were born together, then they just stuck together. But, you know, he decided with the, of course, the parents, the mother of the children, and, you know, to do it. And this man separated these kids. And he wasn't even 40. Young brother. And I just thought reading up on them was just amazing. You know, all praises. Like, we don't give honor to our wonderful Black creators of this realm. So we have to take back our rights and who we are and, you know, do our thing. So we're going to be honored to those two God and goddesses today. I'm almost at the end of the show, but I really want you all to think about some of the things that we talked about of just healing and finding out why we're so angry, why we're so mad, and going to heal ourselves. We have all rights to be angry. So let's fix our faith, let's fix our spirit, let's fix our wounds, and let's talk to our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, and ask them what their womb are saying. Touch your womb and connect with your highest self, the highest being within you. God is within you. You are God. You are one with the Creator of the Most High Feminine Energy. And you are holding on to maybe some childhood trauma, maybe something that happened in your 20s when you were in college, a past relationship with a girlfriend, a boyfriend, or just one of your best friends. Who energy are you holding other than yours? Touch your womb. Call on your grandmother. Ask her, is her womb hurt? Was she hurt? And give yourself some grace and mercy. It is okay to be angry. We have all rights to be, but we also have the right to heal ourselves. So give yourself some grace and mercy. Be patient with yourself on this healing journey and know that everything is going to be okay. You deserve to walk around as your best self. Heal yourself by acknowledging your hurt, acknowledging your anger, and then give yourself grace and mercy. Don't take life so seriously. With that being said, guys, I love my self-reflection. When I say I love myself, I'm saying I love you because you are me. We are one. And I just want the best for you. Peace, love, and knowledge. I'm Goddess K. Until next time. Later.
Cure Spiritual Care was created to unlock the God and the Goddess that's within you. What is it that you want out of this life? You're the creator. All you need to do is think about it. Visualize the life that you want. Speak about it as though it's already existed. When you're in the tub or the shower, let that water flow on you. Manipulate it and tell it exactly what you want. Move in action. Write it down. And watch it create. Believe in yourself. Believe in the power that's within you. Believe in the God that's within you. That's what these products will do. Rejuvenate your body cells and rejuvenate your spirit. log on to the website or social media platforms, learn more about the power of water, and how to unlock the power that's within you. Peace, love, and knowledge. Cure spiritual care.
Be young. Take it so serious. Everything in life is a love story. Don't take it so serious. It shouldn't be so scary, it's a fairy tale. Don't take it so serious. Everything in life is a love story. Don't take it so serious. It shouldn't be so scary, it's a fairy tale. Why? Why you wanna cry? Why you wanna die? Why you shedding tears? Why you living fear? Why you on the couch? Why you in the house? You should just go out. Stop stressing now. Why you looking stressed? Why you mad? Why you sad? Why you so upset? Why you so depressed? Why you looking fresh? You should do your best. Hit the settings, just finesse, yes. On your favorite dress. Get fresh. Whatever you have to do to make yourself feel great about being you.
Be young.
Do that. Life is a fairy tale. It shouldn't be so scary, okay? It's just a dream. It's just a dream. Don't take it so serious. Everything in life is a love story. Don't take it so serious. It shouldn't be so scary, it's a fairy tale. Don't take it so serious. Everything in life is a love story. Don't take it so serious. It shouldn't be so scary, it's a fairy tale. Why you wanna quit? Why you looking sick? Why you so tight? You should live your life. Why you wanna fuss? Why you wanna fight? You should be in love, get it right. Why you wanna kill? Why you wanna steal? We just tryna heal, let's keep it real. Why you wanna hate? No matter what they say, just be great and create. I just do this for fun. It's fun to me. Whatever you do, whatever your gift, whatever your talent,
be young.
Do that for fun. And the funds will come. Just enjoy. It's just a fairy tale, okay? Don't take it so serious. Everything in life is a love story. Don't take it so serious. It shouldn't be so scary, it's a fairy tale. Don't take it so serious. Everything in life is a love story. Don't take it so serious. It shouldn't be so scary, it's a fairy tale. Don't take it too seriously. Don't take life too seriously. Don't take yourself too seriously. It's just a dream, it's just a fairy tale. Everything in life is teaching you about love, how to love, in its greatest essence, in its truest essence. So learn and love and be free. Let it go, be free.
Do you have the products you need to take a spiritual bath by the next full moon? If not, place your order today with Cure's Spiritual Care. We provide you with high vibrational spiritual bath products from our sage, our pomasanto sticks, our healing shea butter, organic soaps, our powerful spiritual water, and more. Call or text in your order today at 904-558-0079. 904-558-0079. And tell them God is K sent you. or log on to your Instagram and search spiritual_care. Our email address is curecare9@gmail.com. Remember, our care is spelled with a K and not a C. Remember, reflections, you are the creator of your reality. So let us help you create your heart desires.